Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday evening Purium Lifestyle Call. My name is Mary Kay Mullally, and it is just an honor to be with you tonight. In a few short moments, I'm going to be introducing Dave Sandoval, who's going to be talking a little bit about products to support women's health in honor of International Women's Day. So before we do that, though, I have the honor of being able to give away one free ticket to the National Convention in Orlando, Florida in August. And so the lines are just set up to, you can unmute yourself if you hear your name called by pressing *6. Okay, so tonight's winner of a free convention ticket is Michelle Grimaldo, an executive from California. Michelle, are you on the line? If you are, press *6 to shout yourself out. Michelle Grimaldo, executive from California. Michelle, going once, going twice. All right, looks like Michelle is not on the line, so we're going to go to the second winner. The backup winner, since Michelle is not here, is Kimberly Catton, who is a director from Hawaii. Kimberly, are you on the line? Press *6
yes,
to unmute your line.
I'm on the
line. Awesome, Kimberly, congratulations. Kimberly, if you could share with everybody just very quickly, who was the person that you enrolled? Tell us a little bit about that person.
I enrolled Jeanette, and she is someone I know from doing different fairs with my business, and I shared with her a week and a half ago, and she got back to me saying she wanted to do her, she wanted her husband to get on the products, and they were really excited. It was really cool. So she hasn't gone.
Awesome.
To get it. Yes.
Well, Kimberly, congratulations. You have won yourself a free ticket to our national convention. So congratulations. All right. So I have the honor of introducing to you our owner and founder and author of the Green Foods Bible, none other than Dave Sandoval. Dave Sandoval, are you on the line?
I am. Did I win the tickets?
You win everything, Dave. Love you to death. You're one of the most engaged owners that I've ever come across, and can't wait to hear what you have to say tonight.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It is always good to hear from our own Mary Kay Mullally, who is a superstar and a leader and just an amazing person. And I believe, last time I checked, that she is one of the amazing women that are leading this company. And if you look around and you see that there's some fellas here, we definitely have the 3D, you know, with Gold Teddy and Lid and myself. But if you look around, it really is just like a spattering of men. And we're very proud of the fact of what, by the way, I've had about 40 different conference calls today, and my voice is just about worn out, so please forgive me. If I sound like I'm at the end of my rope, my energy is high, but my voice is worn out. But what I wanted to talk about tonight, and I want to remind you that you're listening to the, you know, Purium Lifestyle Call. And Purium is not just products. It's a lifestyle and it's a philosophy. And it's not a philosophy that should contradict with anybody else's stated philosophies. We don't contradict religious philosophies. We don't contradict political philosophies, unless they are those that try to hold people back and hold people down. We are all about empowering people and making people completely capable of experiencing all of the love and joy and happiness that our Creator and that this lifetime is able to give us, regardless of our race, our creed, our color, our gender, our age, our economic situation, regardless of all of that. And today, we're going to, one day late, belatedly celebrate both the anniversary of my birth, okay, that's over with, and more importantly, International Women's Day. Now, International Women's Day, you know, a lot of people don't like to share their birthdays and, you know, have your birthday on Christmas or whatever, but I don't mind sharing my birthday with International Women's Day. After all, my birth was actually caused by a woman. So, and if it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be here today. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to show how Purium loves women from the time they're born until the time they pass through puberty, and all the way helping them to achieve a very long life as free from disease as is possible and truly, truly vibrant understanding of what it means to be alive. And in order to do that, of course, we need to talk about some important issues from birth, literally from birth. We begin to design, but it goes beyond that. What I was going to say is we begin to design the sort of future for ourselves, but it's actually pre-birth as we're developing in our mother's body. So the foods that our mothers ate and the lifestyle that they lived is going to dramatically impact the foods that we eat and the lifestyle that we will ultimately live, and the level of health that we will achieve, and even the diseases and the illnesses and the maladies that we may suffer from. One vivid example is that when a mom is 15 pounds overweight at the time of inception and carries those excess pounds in addition to the weight she gains during the pregnancy, that the chances of that baby developing adolescent diabetes or juvenile diabetes rises significantly. It has been shown that babies who are not breastfed, their immune systems are not nearly as vibrant. It's been shown that malnutrition is the number one cause of later, in other words, malnutrition at a young age keeps kids from growing to their proper stature, developing their mental capabilities and their IQ to their proper, potential. And this is not acceptable. And so what I'd like to do, because it is a 360-degree cycle, and wherever we start, we will come back to where we began, I would like to begin and explain how Purium could help safeguard the health of all of your children, but specifically we're focusing on young ladies, middle-aged ladies, older ladies, and newborns, all the way through puberty, pregnancy, and menopause. And I think that realizing that women are actually four different girls, if you would, throughout their lifetime, and realizing that their nutritional needs and their hormonal changes and their varying degrees of physiological change are going to impact their physiological need. So let's start, if we would, with desiring to get pregnant. You want to get pregnant, and so what you need to do is you need to begin to detoxify. It's a very good idea if you think that you want to get pregnant to do a Core 3 followed by a transformation, including the parasite cleanse, and then a continuation, and to include and add to that certain foods. For example, the husband should be, and the wife could both be taking Super Life Formula, White American Ginseng in addition to that, and coconut oil and barley green juice. And when you're doing this, you're going to create an excellent environment for the conception process. You want healthy bodies to conceive. But moving on, and while you are pregnant, it's important what you eat. Now, a lot of doctors give you a multivitamin, a prenatal multi, and it tends to make you constipated, tends to give you headaches. And what we like to do is recommend spirulina. Spirulina is really good at building iron in the body. A little bit of chlorella added to that will help as well. And this way you're getting naturally occurring iron and not some iron multivitamin. And the nutrients in spirulina, the B1, the B2, the B3, the B6, all of the antioxidants, the vitamin A, the vitamin E, the vitamin C, but more importantly, those awesome essential fatty acids. And so spirulina is the ultimate prenatal vitamin with a little bit of chlorella added to that. Now, taking something like the Love Super Meal in the first two trimesters is a really healthy way to get a lot of phytonutrients into your body and to prepare your body for that process of giving birth. But then in the third trimester, you want to switch to something more, perhaps less bulky, something that isn't going to fill you up as much. So you would switch over at that point to the Power Shake. Now, more importantly, as you are starting to get in that process, you want to use coconut oil and rub it around your breast and your belly to avoid the stretch marks. Okay? You could also begin, obviously, to think about breast milk. And what you want to do is start to drink the barley green juice just a couple of weeks before you give birth to start to build the strength and the health of your breast milk. But in addition to that, you want to take 1 to 2 tablespoons of coconut oil orally once the baby is born and you start breastfeeding. And this is very important. And so the process of, you know, preparing your body, detoxifying your body, preparing hormonally to give birth, making sure you don't give stretch marks, making sure you don't have morning sickness, very important. The barley green juice 3 times a day, you will not be getting morning sickness, I guarantee it. And so the coconut oil applied to your body, you're not going to get the stretch marks. It's a transdermal hormone balancer as well, so you're not going to get the hormone swings. Very, very, very good stuff. But more importantly, to build breast milk, barley green juice, coconut oil in your diet on a daily basis to get that monolaurin into your breast milk that'll build your baby's immunity for the rest of its life. It's resistance against viruses and fungus and yeast and mold. And then, you know, making sure to avoid soy-based beverages for your child, and making sure that once you make baby food, the baby's able to go off of the breast milk, I suggest feeding on the breast for a couple of years. I'm not going to judge if you can't, but it's just a recommendation. But at some point, the baby will begin to eat solid food as well. And at that time, you could make amazing Purium-inspired baby food with activated barley and rice bran, solubles, and a little bit of coconut oil. And, you know, you could mash that up. You could add a little bit of tart cherry, just a tiny bit, mash that up with some of your other, sweet potatoes or peas or carrots, and it makes for a wonderful baby food. Remember, activated barley was the original baby food. When mothers would die at birth, they actually gave babies activated barley. So that brings us to our next subject, which is when a young girl becomes a young lady, typically happens between the age of 12 and 15 years old. That means they develop pubic hair, they begin to menstruate. And this time of their life is typically reserved for when they are emotionally and mentally capable of dealing with it. But precocious puberty is showing that on an average, you know, young ladies are starting at 10, some as young as 8. There are stories of girls menstruating as early as 5 years old. And this is not uncommon any longer. And we have to ask ourselves why. What is going on in the world today where our daughters are going into puberty when they should be playing in a sandbox? There's something wrong. And there's things called xenoestrogens in our environments. There's hormones in the milk, and there's hormones in the soy, and there's antibiotics, and there's hormone precursors, and many of the plastics, these xenoestrogens, these toxic plastics that mimic our body's hormones and throw off our body's life cycle. And it's tragic. This concept, or this, you know, occurrence is happening more and more because our environment is becoming more and more polluted with these mimics of our body's natural chemicals. And we ask ourselves, well, is there a danger to that? Well, the truth of the matter is there's a real danger. The danger is that we may be like setting ourselves up for a shorter life. If you start puberty longer, you're probably going to go into menopause. I mean, start puberty sooner, probably going to go into menopause sooner. And, you know, that's called midlife. And if you go through that change of life, that midlife change, when you're 30 instead of when you're 45 or 50, then what does that mean for your ultimate longevity? So what do we do? Well, first of all, you need to stop wrapping your kids' food in soft plastic. We have to go to war against soft plastic. We have to go to war against disposable plastic because it's leaving behind a chemical footprint in our lives, and it's a dangerous one. We have to stop using meat and dairy products in excess, especially those. We need to eliminate those that come from non-organic sources. Did you know that they actually put, and I'm not lying about this, they put cyanide in chicken feed because it makes the chickens more plump and pink. It doesn't matter that they're plump and pink because they're poisoned, and this has just been banned, and it doesn't have to stop being used for 6 more months. So if you go to the grocery store and you see plump pink chicken, don't buy it. It's got cyanide in it. In fact, don't ever buy non-organic chicken, period. Period. Sometimes you might consider not eating meat at all. That's an option as well. Not for everybody, but cutting back is always a good idea. Because when we eat these meats, when we have dairy, they have phytochemicals in them. For example, cow's milk has endocrine stimulators so that cow's babies will grow really fast so they could defend themselves from predators. We don't need our kids to grow up really fast the way that cows do and grow to an adult size in 6 months, yet we're getting the endocrine stimulators that actually cause that to happen. And it's not healthy because the bones grow too fast and they're not strong enough. They're more prone to break. So we've got an issue, and we've got to save our daughters and our kids and our sons. But today we're talking about precocious puberty and how to allow our daughters to to gracefully go into this very important time of their life. And once they have gone through puberty and they have these important years, it's sort of what I call the balanced years. They should last between the age of about 14 to 22, 12 to 24 even. There's these 12 years of like being a child that are just amazing. But if you're already starting, in other words, I don't mean 12 years. What I mean is this time of your life up until you're like 22, the only real hormonal change you have is that. And it should happen at the right time. You know what I mean? It should happen at the right time. But then when you hit your early 20s, you have another challenge. You begin to slowly lose another vital hormone called testosterone. Now, testosterone is oftentimes thought of as just being for men. But in fact, women need testosterone just as much as men. In fact, testosterone is known to make you optimistic, to make you look forward to the future, to make you happy, to make you horny, not excessively. It just contributes to your sex drive. And more importantly, to keep down for many people, that belly fat. That's right. Testosterone suppresses belly fat. So if you're a 28-year-old woman and you're approaching 30 and you think you're getting depressed because you're approaching 30, you're not. You're getting depressed because you've probably lost 30% of your bioavailable testosterone. You're gaining belly fat. You're losing your motivation. You don't feel optimistic anymore. You may not be horny anymore. And you're wondering, what is wrong with me? I'm sorry if using the word horny is wrong. Your sex drive is down. And you may ask yourself, what's wrong with me? Your husband may be saying, what's wrong with you? Your girlfriends may be saying, you're no fun anymore. And guess what? It's not your fault. Not even a little bit. You may even be disappointed mentally because you're trying so hard and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, guess what? A little super life formula? Amazing. Boost that testosterone and your optimism. Lose that belly fat. Feel young again. It's amazing, amazing. Remember, I'm going to say it again, between the ages of 25 and 40, most women are going to lose half of their bioavailable testosterone, and they are going to not feel good about it. Would you? Would you, if somebody took away half of your happy? I wouldn't be. Well, we could give it your happy back. It's called Super Life Formula. It used to be called Super Male Formula until we realized the truth of the matter is women needed testosterone as much as men. And guess what? When you use natural hormone stimulators and hormone precursors, testosterone will never get an excess in your body. I'm going to say this again. When you take our products, you'll never have an excess of testosterone. Because once you've hit the limit of the testosterone your body needs, it will actually convert and begin to balance other hormones. That's right, hormone magic. Isn't that awesome? Oh, nature, such a beautiful thing. Again, you're listening to David Sandoval, and that doesn't matter, but what does matter is the knowledge that you're going to accumulate each and every Wednesday right here on these Meet the Owners calls, and I've got one more stage of life to share with you. Remember that we have taken ourselves through pregnancy, we've taken ourselves through puberty, we've taken ourselves through the women's midlife crisis around 30 years old that happens because of that testosterone thing I was telling you about. And then we hit the change of life. Many people call it, you know, perimenopause, when you begin to feel those changes. And it could be symptomatic. You could feel hot flashes. You could feel night sweats. You could have mood swings. You could have a lot of different things associated with menopause. Some people don't feel those things at all. Now, this may freak you out, and you may not think it's normal, but I think it's awesome that I know women in their 70s that still menstruate because they are still young. You have to understand that those hormones are a biomarker for youth. And so when you have awesome hormone balancing, that could happen. Now, I've had women who hadn't menstruated for 2 years start on using Super Life Formula and Women's Defense, and literally within 5 months, they had started to menstruate again, and they felt younger than they ever had before, and their sex drive was back again, and their belly fat was gone, and their skin started to look younger, and their hair started to grow back. I'm not lying. Hormones, testosterone, is responsible for a lot of body functions we don't even think about. And the Women's Defense, just look up the ingredients. The combination of amazing therapeutic mushrooms like nothing you've ever seen. 8, 9, 10 different exotic therapeutic mushrooms. And guess what? Everybody goes, Dave, you hate soy, you hate soy. The only time I like soy is for women at this time of their life. Fermented organic soy combined with red clover. It's very important. The combination of those two create a perfect little balance. We have put together these amazing products for women. They really, really are. And you know about the Core 3. You know that's an everyday thing, but that's the getting on the right channel. Remember, that getting on the right channel is really, really important, okay? But I'm going to tell you a story about the old days when televisions weren't the way they were now. You had to fine-tune them yourself. There was like 6 buttons, and one of them was horizontal, and one of them was vertical, and one of them was color, and one of them was contrast. And you had to first work with those buttons to make your channel come in, like to tune it in really sharp. And sometimes channel 3 would actually bring in channel 4 because it was like a ghost channel. And one day, my dad was in front of the TV, and he didn't realize it was on channel 3. He thought it was on channel 4, and the television didn't look good, so he was adjusting all of the fine-tune buttons. The reason I'm telling you this is because a lot of people spend their life working on fine-tune buttons when they haven't yet gotten on the right channel. Well, we have both. Core 3 is going to get you on the right channel. And our other products, think of them as the fine-tune buttons. Once you're on the right channel, what if it still can't be seen? What if it's still a little bit fuzzy? Then you do the fine-tuning. The older people know what I'm talking about. The younger people think I'm crazy. Look it up on the internet. Old televisions had fine-tune buttons. Nutrition and your body, getting on the right channel, vitally important. And then once you're on the right channel, if things still don't feel right, there's a little fine-tuning to do. That's why we have 55 products. So again, ladies, I have to say from Purium, we love women. We love them from the time they're born until the time that they are able to pass gracefully into their next existence. We want to be with you the whole time. This is, you know what I mean? This is a lifestyle. And this is a lifelong commitment. So I'll have one last important thing to say. Give me one moment. The last thing I want to say is I believe that the future of Purium is going to be through our ability to become adept at social media, at sharing knowledge. This knowledge that we're sharing tonight is like a tree in the forest. If it falls, and the people who did not hear it, the people who are not on the call tonight, they did not hear this. It did not happen. Now, I checked. There's only 250 people on the call tonight. We used to have 500 people on these calls. I don't know the reason why. Maybe it's me. Maybe I don't promote it enough on Facebook. Maybe I don't, you know, make the subject sound interesting enough. But for those of you who are listening tonight and thought, gosh, I wish that other people were listening, and I hope you were, please let me know, because we need to build the audience for these calls. And I know a lot of people listen on the replay line. I get that. I really do. But the number of people who are here tonight is always an indicator of how many lives we're touching. And in my opinion, we need to touch more. I love you. I'm going to unlock this, star 5. This ends our special dedication to women, but it will never end because Purium is all about empowering women. I'm a father. I'm a son. I'm a brother. I was once a husband. I may be again. I love women, and I want to inspire. I want to uplift. I want to empower, and I hope that Purium will be a vehicle to do that. One moment so we could spend our last few seconds together.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Happy birthday.